Can you talk about the move from the Radcliffe Infirmary to where you're working now?
Well, we knew that when we were in the Radcliffe Infirmary that it was only a short-term venue, but we were there, I think, 10 years or so, and we were fundraising to build a purpose-built diabetes centre. So we were all looking forward to this, and I can remember going... I measured the amount of space I would need to see patients safely, and I remember going up to the building site and putting the Wellingtons and the hard hat on, and I took a tape measure with me, and I measured out my area, and I said to David Matthews that it wasn't correct and it wasn't big enough, but David said, no, don't worry, they haven't finished building it yet. And then when I came to see the bit where the walls were put on, and there was a bit of a roof, I measured it out again, and again I said, I didn't think this is right. But not being that familiar with building processes, I had to wait. And then when we had the final build, I measured it out, and it was just simply too small. And this is despite the fact that the architects had spent an hour and a half, and I'd got the biggest wheelchairs I could, and wheeled them round the area so they could measure it and see the turning surfaces that they'd needed. So I was quite disappointed when I saw the final podiatry suite that they'd built. And it was unworkable, so I had to, when they opened the building, I had to go, luckily the building was a sort of joint venture between the NHS, Oxford University and various companies, Novo Nordisk being one of them, and the Oxford University side thankfully helped out, and I was able to work in the Oxford University area on the ground floor until they'd knocked all the walls about and redesigned the podiatry suite. The overall building is very, very nice to look at, but I think some more thought should have gone into its design as far as patients are concerned and from some of the staff are concerned. I know this may seem as a criticism, having spent 10 years working in a very small room with a corridor, but I do think that whenever they build a new building, they really need to make doubly sure exactly what they're building from the patient's point of view and the staff's point of view. But I do realise that there are many, many factors which are out of control, so that I think David Matthews has done quite well just to get the NHS and Oxford University and private companies all together in one room, even to build the place in the first place. So it may seem like sour grapes from my point of view, but I'm sure, given hindsight, they would have done it differently.